Samantha was a little ashamed at her next thought. Finally, a story of her own. She turned to Mr. Mulryan. I'll stay with the body while you call the police. Samantha was pleased that the bile that rose in the back of her throat subsided quickly, faster than in the past when she'd been exposed to a dead body, especially where blood was involved. Intrinsically, she knew she had precious little time before the hordes of police and journalists descended, and took the opportunity to snap as many pictures as possible. She carefully set the exposure. The light was getting low. Would she need a greater aperture? Mrs. Breen inexplicably remained, a handkerchief pressed to her face.
I'm fine to watch over the body until Mr. Mulryan returns and the police arrive, Samantha said.
Mrs. Breen didn't take the hint.
I find the whole concept of death fascinating, she said,
her handkerchief out like a flag.
One second you're alive, and bam, the next you're talking to St. Peter at the pearly gates.
The woman must be in shock, Samantha thought. As soon as she was done getting the story, Samantha decided she'd find out where Mrs. Breen lived and take her home. Meanwhile, a few questions wouldn't hurt.
Do you recognize this man?
Mrs. Breen shook her head.
He looks to be Italian. I'm Irish,
she said, as if the two ethnicities never had reason to meet or socialize. Samantha wasn't a doctor, though now that she and Dr. Haley Higgins, Boston's assistant chief medical examiner, had become friends, she was a little more familiar with the basics, like how rigor mortis worked. With a tentative touch, she could tell the victim's limbs were stiff, which meant the syndrome had set in and the man had died over 4 hours ago. Who knew how much longer he would have gone unnoticed if it hadn't been for Mrs. Breen's bee? Samantha sniffed and wrinkled her nose. With this streak of warm weather, someone would have smelled him soon enough. Mr. Mulryan returned, puffing from his jog to his office telephone and back.
The police are on their way.
Recognizing her window for snapping photos had closed, Samantha put the lens cap on the camera. She carefully stowed it in its leather case and tightened down the strap to keep the expensive piece of equipment from sliding out.
What's going on, Mr. Mulryan?
A shrill female voice reached them from the other side of the hedge. Mr. Mulryan went into action, turning his back to the dead man as a shield.
It's nothing, Mrs. Jones. Go on inside. Lovely things available to purchase, and such a good cause.
Mr. Mulryan's gaze rested on Mrs. Breen.
Shall we find Mr. Breen?
I suppose,
the lady sniffed.
There's not much I can do for this poor fella.
A bug-eyed Ford police cruiser screeched to a stop. A uniformed policeman and a pinch-faced detective in civilian clothes stepped out of the boxy machine and slammed the doors. Mr. Mulryan approached and said a few words Samantha couldn't hear before he took Mrs. Breen inside. Samantha recognized both men and smiled at the sight of the younger one, Officer Tom Bell. She and Tom had become acquainted through a mishap at an illegal speakeasy. He'd been on an undercover mission, and she was hot on a story. When she'd saved his life, he'd become her police contact. He would have been interested in more than friendship if she hadn't put a stop to it. Tom was an agreeable man with attractive features, a fellow who lived by the book, which Samantha admired, but it wasn't a philosophy she could always abide by in her profession. Plus, there was Seth. There was always Seth.
Hello, Tom,
she said. His eyes widened in surprise.
Samantha, what are you doing here already?
Tom would have expected her to show up with the flock of journalists sure to be screeching to the curb any minute. Samantha wasn't the only one with a police contact.
I was working on a story for the ladies' pages. The summer bazaar here is quite popular and of interest to the community.
Detective Clooney was at Officer Bell's elbow. Beefy in stature and gruff in nature, the detective wasn't one for pleasantries. Another cruiser pulled up behind the first one, and an officer with a camera approached with long, relaxed strides. After a quick greeting, he took photographs in the same manner Samantha had earlier. She made sure to keep her camera strapped over her shoulder and pushed toward her back. The detective would frown at her presumption and accuse her of interfering if it looked like it had been in use. Detective Clooney nodded at Samantha in acknowledgement.
Miss Hawk, how did you first learn of the body in the...